Hi, welcome to StanLib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the chief economist within StanLib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And this week, I think we need to focus on the US inflation data that was released last week. Both the CPI and PPI numbers surprised on the upside. And there is some evidence of a broadening out of inflationary pressure. Now, the data relates to January, so there's certainly no impact of any sort of tariff discussion on the data, but it's worthwhile to unpack the numbers because clearly, if already we've got a broadening out of inflationary pressure, any subsequent increase in tariffs is likely to exacerbate that increase and may at some point cause the Federal Reserve to revisit their interest rate policy in terms of potentially hiking interest rates. So a fair bit to discuss on that topic. The second topic I think to perhaps delve into is where are we in terms of the US import tariffs. We've had a lot of discussion and information from the Trump administration, but I think it might be useful to just highlight what's next in terms of the tariff debate. Outside of that, there wasn't a whole lot of information made available last week. In South Africa, we did get our manufacturing and mining data, both for the month of December. Those numbers were not good, particularly manufacturing had a dreadful December and a weak fourth quarter of the year. And so in its entirety, manufacturing actually declined during the course of last year relative to the previous year. I don't think I'm going to go through any of that data in a lot of detail. The basic trend, I think, is well established, and that is, unfortunately, an ongoing stagnation of South Africa's mining and manufacturing activity. So I think it would be better to just focus and get an update on what is happening with the tariff discussion out of the US, and as I said earlier, some detailed discussion on US inflation for the month of January. As mentioned in the introduction, US inflation data for the month of January was released last week. And unfortunately, surprised strongly on the upside. The headline inflation rate rose by 0.5% in the month, which is high under any circumstance. Normally, the US would like to keep their monthly increase in inflation at about 0.2%. So an increase of 0.5, certainly on the high side. And what that did was to push up the annual rate of inflation to 3%. Now, it's been close to that for a number of months, but the end result is that the US inflation numbers are struggling to make meaningful progress down to the 2% target. On top of that, if we look at the core inflation rate, that rose by 0.4% in the month, also on the higher side, which meant that the annual rate of core inflation is now 3.3%. So the combination of those two data points suggests that US inflation is still quite a long way above the target, and more than that, struggling to make progress to get within sight of the target. If we break down the inflation data, there were a number of factors that contributed to the larger than expected increase. Those included a sizable increase in energy prices, including gasoline price, a very noticeable increase in food prices, and yes, some of that did relate to the price of eggs, which went up 15% in the month and is now sitting at, I think, about 54-55% year on year. So yeah, some of it does relate to the short supply of eggs in the US market. But outside of that, I think there's evidence of some broadening out of food prices within the US. And then if we look at a range of other categories, there were further increases that I think are a bit of a concern. Used car prices rose appreciably. The cost of medication increased. If I look at overall goods inflation, that is now gone from deflation into inflation. If I look at what's called super core inflation, that number accelerated. If I look at the overall rate of inflation and I take away the shelter element, that number has clearly moved up appreciably in recent months and sits at 2.2%. So what I'm trying to say is there's a whole range of indicators that would suggest that US inflation remains elevated, well above the target, and if anything, is starting to broaden out a bit. So these are January data points, and clearly if Trump moves ahead with the tariffs that he's suggesting, then there will at least be some initial price effect that then exacerbates the inflation rate. And obviously, from the Federal Reserve's perspective, that makes it incredibly difficult to even consider cutting interest rates. So I think the net result will be that the Federal Reserve will simply keep rates on hold for the foreseeable future. That doesn't mean they don't cut rates later this year. There's still that chance, but certainly over the next couple of months, they would be advised to simply keep rates on hold and evaluate what sort of tariffs come into effect, how severe are they, how much of a broadening out of inflationary pressure are we actually seeing. The US economy is still fairly robust, so that can certainly allow for inflation to take hold more fully. So a number of factors to consider. And clearly the latest round of inflation data, very unhelpful. So I think it means that we are in for a period of interest rates moving sideways that will permeate around the world. It will tend to make most major central banks, including the South African Reserve Bank, a little bit more cautious. And so you can expect that our Reserve Bank also keeps rates on hold for the next while until we have a bit more information. And then hopefully, just hopefully, the tariffs end up being much more of a negotiating tool rather than something that becomes entrenched. And then we can get back to a couple more interest rate cuts, which I think would be very welcome. In general, most countries still have somewhat restrictive interest rates, including South Africa and the United States. So there is some scope to cut rates a little bit further, but central banks don't want to make the mistake of cutting interest rates too aggressively, then find that inflation becomes a little bit problematic again, and they have to go back in and start to hike rates. I don't think we're at the point where the Federal Reserve would consider a hike in interest rates, although it is being discussed in various research documents. But we're certainly in at the point where the Federal Reserve will make it abundantly clear that with the current range of inflation data and the risk of tariffs, interest rates are going to move sideways for the foreseeable future. A topic that I think is useful to discuss is where are we in terms of the various tariffs that President Trump has suggested. So in terms of the initial round, the tariffs against Canada and Mexico are delayed until early in March. Obviously, there has already been some negotiation around that, and there may well be further negotiation, but at this stage, the idea is that Trump will evaluate how much additional border control Canada and Mexico have implemented. And presumably, if they've done enough, then the tariffs won't go ahead at the beginning of March. But that decision still has to be made. So at this stage, those tariffs are scheduled to increase to 25% at the beginning of March. In terms of the tariffs on all imported steel and aluminium, against all countries, those tariffs have also been pushed out until the beginning of March. It's not clear what is required in order to stop those tariffs going ahead. I'm assuming that it's just simply a process of negotiating with particular suppliers and seeing what the feedback has been. But at this stage, that is scheduled for the beginning of March. It's unclear whether you'll have a doubling up of tariffs. So if you're importing steel from Canada, do you get both the 25% on all steel imports as well as an additional 25% on Canadian imports? I think that's highly, highly unlikely. But some people have suggested that the way Trump has worded it, there is effectively a doubling up. So quite a lot to evaluate as we get closer to the beginning of March. In terms of the other tariffs that were discussed last week, Trump is looking at a whole lot of reciprocal tariffs around the world. Trump's argument is fairly simple, and that is the United States' level of tariffs is much lower than many other countries. That is confirmed by the data. The US's average level of tariffs at this stage sits at 3.4%. There are some countries that are lower than the 3.4%. I think Hong Kong sits at zero with no tariffs at all. So there are a few countries lower than the US, but for the most part, the countries that the US does business with, they have higher tariffs. So that means that when the US exports their goods to those countries, they experience a higher tariff than what the US imposes on its imports. And from Trump's perspective, that's seen as unfair. So what he has done is suggest that they'll look at this in terms of a study. The Commerce Secretary is going to evaluate the extent of these various tariffs and come back with some recommendation. It's been indicated that that report is scheduled to be delivered at the beginning of April. Presumably at that point, then Trump would make a decision as to whether to go ahead with tariffs across a range of countries or maybe tariffs on selected commodities and selected countries. We'd have to wait and see. But clearly just a further delay that will allow for negotiation. Now, there has been already a couple of countries that have reached out to the Trump administration to see if they can negotiate a better deal for themselves. And I suspect you're going to see over the coming weeks more and more countries pitching up in the United States to try and work out what is a more acceptable agreement. So I think we're going to be in a phase for a month or two where we simply don't have clarity, where the uncertainty around tariffs persists, where we can't really be sure what will actually be implemented in the end. And I think what that does is unfortunately puts a lot of business decision making on hold, creates a high degree of uncertainty, puts monetary policy decisions on hold until we get a much more certainty about which portion of this tariff discussion is going to end up being implemented longer term and which portion is simply negotiation. Our working assumption is that the vast majority of the tariffs suggested by President Trump is merely there as a negotiating tool, and in the end, we're hoping that not much of it will take hold or be implemented longer term, and therefore the negative effect on prices and economic growth will be fairly limited. But we need obviously to wait and see how this all unfolds. There's also the possibility that other issues will come up during this time period, including things like the renewal of the AGOA agreement where South Africa participates and other free trade agreements that the US has in place. So I think it's a very fluid situation, and I've got no doubt we're going to hear a lot more information over the coming weeks, the coming next 2 months, before we get to a point where perhaps it has settled down and President Trump is focused on other issues. Lastly, the only tariffs that have actually gone ahead is the 10% duty that President Trump announced against China. Those were implemented shortly after his inauguration. And in response, China has implemented some tariffs of their own. If I look at the range of categories that China is putting tariffs on, it's fairly limited. And I think it was clearly designed in order to not allow for an escalation of a tariff war. So I think those tariffs are likely to remain in place for a while. I've got no doubt at some point there will be some negotiation between China and the United States around a trade agreement. But for the moment, they remain in place. I don't think they're too harmful for either country, and I think both can live with it until they get to something that is a more of a lasting or permanent set of trade agreements. So that's all from me from this week. Hope it makes some sense, and we'll catch up in a week's time. Cheers for now.